Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
It's been a while since I've had like any kind of bruising like on my inner thighs. And of course, the last time I had that kind of bruising, it was from sex. And so when I saw those bruises, I was like, oh, this is kind of hot. Like it was like triggering. Finally, I feel like the spell is broken. I feel like now I'm an official Floridian because I've been fucked in Florida. So by a Floridian. So there you go. Like you can't get any more legit than that. My body fluids are mixing with someone else's body fluids. I can smell it. We did something that's not so much of my favorite, but you know what? I was kind of into it this time. We did 69. I was getting worked up, but I was like, okay, enough of this. I need some penetration. And I put my butt plug in and then he was inside me. He's asked me about his penis size. Like, what I thought about it, and was it big enough? Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, hey guys, I hope you had a great 3-day weekend. I know I did. Oh my gosh, I had lots of fun. I did a lot of good things. I went for a really long horseback ride, my first ride in Florida, and just had a great time. I rode a Tennessee Walker, which I've never been on a walker before. And I was expecting like I saw it in the videos, and not to say, no, they were great. That it was definitely a smoother trot and canter, but I was like expecting like something super smooth. You know, I will say this though, if any of you are, you know, horseback riding enthusiasts, I know that the Tennessee walkers that they have in show are, I'm assuming, where they do the really high step and the ride's really smooth. Like they'll show these guys holding a champagne glass. Like that's how smooth the ride is as they're practically running. Not quite. They're in an arena, but it's a very smooth, showing how smooth the ride is. And that's something that they're really trained to do. It's naturally in them, but if it's not honed and practiced all the time, it might be. There's variations of that. There's varying degrees of that smoothness. So at any rate, it was smooth, but I was expecting a little bit smoother. So I think I was out for like about 3 hours and I did do quite a bit of cantering. So it was, I did come back sore. I had some bruises and it was really quite funny because it's been a while since I've had like any kind of bruising, like on my inner thighs. And of course, the last time I had that kind of bruising, it was from sex. And so when I saw those bruises, I was like, oh, this is kind of hot. Like it was like triggering. Sent me back a while. But anyway, so I did some horseback riding and I went to the movies and just did a bunch of, you know, other things to do. And I just had a great time. It was a great weekend. My phone was actually getting blown up too by lots of guys on my burner, on my burner phone. And I feel really bad because I just didn't get back to anybody. You know what? I just wanted this weekend for me and finishing organizing. And that was just, it was really kind of about me and getting super settled. And I didn't want a lot of, I don't know, I just didn't want to be divesting myself from focusing on me, if that makes any sense. But at any rate, I do have a good story because I did manage to meet up with someone. So I'll get into that in just a second. I'm super excited to tell you guys about that. Yes, this is hot. We got the hotness is coming. Okay, so hang tight. The other thing is, I don't know if I mentioned it. Well, I think it came up with my podcast when Sir Inc. was on the last podcast, maybe a couple episodes ago, that I just got kind of a wild hair and I was like, you know what? I want my hair really dark. So I went and had it dyed really dark, and I'm loving it. I'm just feeling, I don't know, there's something about the dark hair, the darker hair, that just makes me feel naughtier. I don't know what it is, but the dark hair with my blue eyes, I think it's a good combo personally. I'm not just trying to piss on my own porch here, but I just feel like it's a good look for me, and I'm just feeling it. So I don't know. I feel like there's a part of me, it's weird when you change your hair color as a woman, sometimes you just feel like a different person. And so I'm kind of tapping into this, just feel like this just super naughty bad girl. So I've been enjoying that. And I did want to answer a question from one of my listeners who I've been in contact with several times, and she's stayed in touch over the years. And her name is Tab. And she had a question about my burner. She's asking me about my burner number. So I use a burner app. It's an app called Burner. And basically when I meet people, they go on to the burner app. And so gives them a phone number, and we can text and call without them having my real number. And I feel, as a woman, I'm very comfortable with this dating before you know somebody, having that sort of, you know, I guess protective layer, because you can basically burn the number is the concept behind it. But it's in the app store. It's called Burner. The little logo is like a phone with flames. And I do recommend it. I've been using it for years and it works out really well. And it just, what I found out earlier in this, when I started the Curious Girl Diaries podcast, when I started dating and doing all this stuff, I found that, I guess, giving out your real number, there's just certain things that people can link to and find you certain ways. I don't know. It seems far-fetched, but it does give, there's an extra layer of vulnerability. So if you use a burner number, I feel like that's a better way to go. You could always go like full tilt and just get a burner phone, but I still feel like, you know, your name's attached to that in some way. So the thing with the burner app is that, you know, it's just the app, and it does what it does, and it completely pretty much, you know, just protects your privacy and your anonymity. And I feel good about that. When I'm in that first initial stage of talking to somebody and getting to know them, that's really what's more comfortable. So I do recommend this for guys and women. If you guys want to use that burner app, I do recommend it. It's been good. I don't know. It's like, I want to say, like, they have different levels and stuff like that, but it might be like $50 or $40, or maybe it's less than that. I don't even know at this point. It's pretty nominal for a year. You get a number and then you can just block people. And again, like, they just never had your real number. So it's kind of a nice way to go. And it works on your phone, so you can just receive texts and calls normally. And it makes it nice. It's without having to go to the extreme of actually getting like a burner phone, which, you know, you could do that too. If you're active like me, a burner phone would probably could be appropriate. Anyway, I hope that helps. And, you know, if you guys are out there dating and you just want to kind of keep a little bit of privacy, that's a good way to go. Okay. Oh, I want to let you guys know, I've been guesting on other podcasts. I haven't even been really announcing this. Like, I've probably been on like, off the top of my head, maybe 5 to 7 podcasts. You know what I think I'm going to do this weekend? I don't think I'm going to post an interview this weekend. I think I'm going to post little outtakes and snippets and fun stuff from like all the stuff where I've been interviewed. Because you know what's really interesting is when I get interviewed, like, people ask me things like about this random, you know, like stuff it takes me. Some of it's like way, way back in the archives, and then other is just more current. But it's really been interesting to be interviewed. And I don't get a warning. Like, I don't ask a lot of people when they're on the show, they want to know, I have to put together an outline for them. They want to know what I'm going to ask. Then they feel more comfortable with that. And that's fine. I get it. Cause you know what, you're on someone's show and you don't want to stumble and bumble and you just want to sound right. But I will just wing it. I'm a wing it. You know, I feel like, just ask me whatever you want. And you're asking me about my life. So I can pretty comment, you know, comment on it pretty quickly, pretty easily. But it's kind of fun when you don't know what's coming, because some of the best stuff comes out. And I feel like you guys have missed out on some of these great nuggets. So I think I'm going to put together like a compilation, maybe this weekend, that'll be this coming podcast, of little outtakes and things that I have said on other people's shows. And plus, it'll help you guys, maybe you find another show that you like just as well as mine. Let's see what else. Oh, this is actually the most interesting thing. So out of all these interviews that I've been doing, which have been quite fun, I had Come With Us podcast on my show. And their thing is a little bit different. They have, it's basically audio porn, right? And so we were talking about doing some sort of collaboration. I'm like, well, how can, they were on my show, but I was like, well, how can I have you on, you know, how can I be on your show? Like, what could we do? Since she reads most of the stuff. And they have basically taken, this is so interesting. So they've taken some of my blogs, my earlier blogs from like year one and year two, and taken some, creative liberties, and came up with some reads for me based on that. So they came up with, four stories. And these are based on the characters, but you know, the guys, right? These are based on the guys. And I think it's a compilation. As I read through this, I'm like, this is a compilation of podcasts I've done with blogs I've done and actual guys. And then they're just condensed in these really hot, steamy, interesting stories that are based around my adventures. And so I just finished my read through on those. And they sort of, like I said, took the creative liberties. And so it's really focused around Titanic and Cowboy Inn. And it was interesting because one of the stories that related to Titanic, I was like, oh, you know, they were reading one of the blog posts. And I said, you know what, that's really about, that wasn't Titanic on that second one. That was HJ. And they didn't know that. But it, at any rate, it was okay. You know, it didn't really matter. And I was, whatever. It's this, they took some of the facts and it sounds like they listened to some of the podcasts and they really just brought it all together very interestingly. And I love their take on it. And I can't wait for you guys to, as soon as those are up, you know, I can link those somehow. I'll figure out how to do it. I'll put those on social media or whatever, but it's just really interesting. And they're, you know, they're probably only like 4 or 5 minute reads through each story. And, but I'll tell you what, it's very difficult to sit there and read a dialogue. You know, people that do these audiobooks and do voiceovers, this is tough. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many times I was like reading through, I'm halfway through a page. And it was like, somebody makes a noise or there's my phone goes off or my dog comes in the room and shakes his collar or I stumble over a word and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, stop, delete, you know, and I would just try to get through each page concisely without a mistake. It's really harder than it seems. So I have a newfound appreciation for my lovely friends at Come With Us podcast because it's not easy. They write these wonderful stories. They come up with this stuff creatively. They're a lovely couple. You heard them on the podcast. I had them on and it's really hard what they're doing. And it takes a lot of creative talent and liberties and things like that. And I'm just like, okay, I'm just sitting here talking about what I'm doing. It's very easy, but they have to sit down and create the podcast before they do the podcast and then read it through in a way that's auditorily enticing and interesting. And as I found myself trying to sit down and recant this stuff in an auditory way, I thought, oh my God, you know, then I started like, how's my voice? I'm picking apart my voice and I'm worried and I'm just like, this sucks and maybe I don't sound right. And it was so interesting because it took me back to when I first started doing podcasting and I would get self-conscious about just what I was saying and how I was sounding and all that stuff. You know, you go through it. And so this is a different caveat. And I found myself back to like newbie stage where I was just like, I don't sound right. I sound stupid. This isn't sexy. You know? Anyway, so I hope you guys, I can't wait. Well, you will give it a listen. I'll give you access to it or I'll link it in the show notes but definitely I'm excited about that. Okay. Sorry. Did not mean to just, I know I took like the first tier 15 minutes of rambling. You guys know how I can ramble sometimes, but now let's get to the good stuff. Okay. So guys, listen, I popped my Florida cherry. Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Oh my gosh. Okay. Finally, I feel like the spell is broken. I feel like now I'm an official Floridian because I've been fucked in Florida. So by a Floridian. So there you go. Like you can't get any more legit than that. Here I am. Legitimate. If anybody says, like, when did your residency begin? That might have to be the date. Well, the date that I finally screwed somebody in Florida. Yes, it's not actually, that's not the actual date, but, you know, it'd be fun to kind of throw that out there. If, like, you know, you're filling that on a government form or something. I just love to do stupid stuff like that. Throw the zingers out there, see how people react. Okay, so yes, I popped my Florida cherry and I'm calling this guy Goldie. I already have his nickname came to me. I'm calling him Goldie and I'll tell you why. We'll get to that in a second. But we had quite a nice session. You know, I met him on one of my hookup apps and it was nice because some guys, like, they're just on your vibe. Like you can move right away to talking. We went right through the stuff that I like to do, right? Which is, you know, we text a little bit and then it's very quickly, let's get on a phone call because I can tell, like, by the sound of your voice, if you start talking, I just need you to start talking. Just start talking because you will sink your battleship right then and there. That's the truth. Get guys on the phone. They will show you either they're a yes or a no. And conversely, I don't want to be unfair. Conversely, it's true. Like, I could get on the phone with them and they could be like, this woman's a ding dong. I'm not interested. But once you start talking to somebody, you can kind of, you know, you get a feel for them, a read for them very quickly, whether or not it's worth it to shave your legs, your pits and your crotch and to go meet them and put some makeup on and meet them live for a meet and greet. Well, actually, I guess I'm not really shaving my crotch for that, but I'm definitely shaving my pits and my legs. So, you know, there's some effort. Guys are probably cringing right now, like, oh my God, what is she talking about? Well, guys, what I'm talking about. And see, the women, they already know this. Like, you show up, you're not gonna show up with any kind of stubble anywhere. Hopefully you don't. I mean, I don't. I don't want any stubble anywhere, even though it's could be small stubble. No, stubble's not good. And the vagina, I don't shave that until it's go time because, you know, why? And the other thing is it helps you not be naughty. If you don't shave your vagina before you go somewhere, then it protects against you doing something just completely slutty at the first meet and greet when you know you shouldn't. So I like to hold back, you know, I mean, not that I'm adverse to doing anything completely slutty. You guys know that, but I do have my little routine, right? So I try not to push it. Anyway, so we go and we meet and we have our, you know, we just meet for a drink and then we were both hungry. So we went and grabbed some sushi and just chit-chatted and that was nice. And then we just decided, hey, it's a go. Let's do this. So we did get together and of course, you know, this was the fun part. So I got a chance to really like prepare a little bit. So I took my taste vitamins, you know, to make sure that I was nice and tasty down there, tasting good. Cause I knew there'd be some oral sex involved because he already told me how much he loves oral sex. And he could just do that forever. Interesting thing about Goldie too, guys, is he is bisexual. So he's more than happy to help me find my second guy to do a male, female, male, which is fabulous. I'm like, yes, scoring some points there, Goldie. Please, I'll let you bird dog a gorgeous guy for us. And, you know, and then both of you can just ravage me. Because I want to be ravaged by two men at one time. So I used my taste vitamins. And also, of course, I brought my CBD lube. I mean, absolutely, yes. Always, always, always bring that with me. It really does make for the best sex. Hey guys, pardon the interruption. You know how I hate podcast interruptus, but I just want to make sure you don't miss out on some of my favorite sexy things. Taste Vita has definitely been Curious Girl partner approved. Tastes better for your partner when you're, you know, down there. And it's great for both men and women. And you know how I gush about my CBD sex oil. Every stroke will drive you and your partner crazy. So if you want to hear more about the products, go to the show notes for this episode at thecuriousgirldiaries.com to find my links for my favorite things. Okay, now back to the show. So I show up, I come packing, I bring my, you know, my lube, my butt plug, and a vibrator, one that's smaller. It's not the, I didn't bust out with the Hitachi. I went with something a little more streamlined. It's kind of, it's a black one that just plugs in and charges. So it's only got so much life, but it actually does pretty good. And I brought that with me and away I went. So we did, well, first of all, he went straight to the oral. And I told him before he started, I'm like, could you get a towel, please? He had a really nice bedspread. And I was like, you know, let's be proactive here. Let's get a towel. Let's put it out. Because I'm telling you, like, once I get going, the juiciness and the wetness and mixed with some CBD oil, like, I don't want to leave any stains on your bedspread. By the way, this is totally off the cuff here. I know everybody's going to be like, why does she say this shit? But I'm telling you, the best thing to get out any kind of a grease stain, grease spot, shirts, clothes, anything is like Dawn liquid soap. Put it on there. It'll activate the grease spot and then throw it in the wash and you'll get that shit out. You know how you guys get, do you ever get grease spots on stuff and you're like, damn, that ruined my shirt or whatever. Like could be cooking, could be anything. There you go. You're welcome. Side note about me is that I'm a avid stain fighter. Like I love to fight stains. That's crazy. Like when I'm doing laundry, I'm like, what kind of stain is this? Okay, is it hydrogen peroxide or do I need my Dawn liquid soap? What do I need? Like there's all kinds of things. Red wine, you can get out with. The best thing for red wine is hydrogen peroxide. Just throw it, slap it on anything. It'll bubble that stuff right out and then hit it with some shout spray or whatever. Okay, I'm digressing. That's a whole nother podcast. Like there's a lady that, what does she call, like the queen of stains or whatever. She's totally into it. I'm totally into it too. This is like all these little things you didn't know about the Curious Girl. Like I love to stain fight. Like I'm totally into it. So anyway, because I can't have things just not be just so. Anyway, so I told him, get your towel because guess what? This is going to get fun and exciting. And it did. So he was great on the oral sex. I'm going to give him, yes, an A. I mean, he really, whew. He said he loved it. A lot of guys say they love it. He definitely loves it. He loves oral sex. But here's the funny thing. Again, we talked and it was like another guy that I had talked to beforehand and they had said they had girlfriends that previously that didn't smell right. And so when I hear that as a woman, I always get a little bit like, oh, okay. You know, like it does. It doesn't make me self-conscious, but I'm mindful of it. So I'm always wondering like, oh gosh, it does make you think twice, like, how do I smell? How do I smell? And I just told him, I said, well, I've gotten good reviews. I mean, guys have always said, you know, you smell good and taste good. And, you know, and there's a part of you that I'll be honest, there's a small part of me. It's like, are they lying to me? Like, is this true? But I've never had anybody be like, oh, honey, you need to, this is not, it's off. And that's the, you know, what's the interesting thing is I feel like I can't taste myself. I've tried tasting myself. I can't taste myself. I mean, literally what I'm saying is yes, I can physically, I have tasted myself, but I don't taste to me when I taste myself, I don't taste like anything. It's just very neutral, but I can smell myself sometimes, different points of my cycle. Like I smell myself and I'm like, is that just me? And this isn't a bad smell. I don't mean like that. Like it's not like, when my body fluids are mixing with someone else's body fluids, I can smell it. And so it's not off-putting, but I smell it. I smell that smell. And I'm wondering if guys smell it too. And nobody's ever said, oh, I smell that, you know, or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I've never asked. Why am I getting off on smells? I don't know. Anyway, he confirmed that I smell good and I taste good. And I did use the Taste Vita. I wanted to see if that made a difference and he did enjoy the taste. So there you go. Although I've never had anybody say I didn't taste good beforehand, but that was kind of fun. So I think that was the first time I got a chance to really, really use those. I think I'd used them before. Wait, I take that back. Maybe I had. Anyway, popped some of those. I was ready. And the CBD lube, it all went good. So we did a lot of oral. It was great. I was dripping. Yeah, I was dripping and coming. I came a few times that way. And then we did something that's not so much of my favorite, but you know what? I was kind of into it this time. We did 69. Normally not my thing. I just feel like I can't focus on one more than the other. And I just feel like it divests my attention. But after I'd come twice, so I was kind of like, yeah, okay, it's okay, and I could stop focusing on what my pussy needs and just really focus on sucking his dick. And I totally got into it and it was fun. And then I was jacking him off and using the CBD lube and really just, I love it. I love it when you stroke a cock and just get it nice and fucking rock hard. And then I was playing with his balls and pulling on those and pushing, kind of playing around a little bit with I wasn't going towards his butt because he said he's not into that. But, I was still trying to just kind of play around a little bit in that area and stimulate his prostate a bit. And I think I did a good job. The reviews are in. According to him, I think I did a good job. So we just did that for a minute. And then I was getting worked up and I was like, okay, enough of this. I need some penetration. And I put my butt plug in and then he was inside me. It was funny though, because right before he was inside me, I want to bring this up because this kind of threw me for a second. And I was like, oh, he's asked me about his penis size, like what I thought about it. And, was it big enough? And I can't remember exactly how he put it. So I'm paraphrasing. I'm just giving you the generalization. But I'll say this. At the moment, it sort of like, huh? It kind of broke my sexy concentration. And I will say, I just want to say this is nothing bad about him. But I want to point this out. Like, guys, right in the middle of a sex act, not the best time to ask about your penis size. Because what if it's small? I mean, don't put me on the spot to have to lie. Like, we're in the middle of this sex act. It wasn't like, oh, take this big dick. That's a statement. This was a question. It was basically to sum it up. It's like, is my dick big? Do you think my dick is big? And I said, I think it's not too big, not too small. It's just right. It's the Goldie cock. And that's why I said, that's where I got his name. That's why I'm calling him Goldie. So he does have the Goldie cock size, which is good. It's just right. And not overly big, not overly small. But he was also saying that there was girls that, he'd been with that wouldn't have anal with him. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be one of those girls because I would definitely have anal with that cock. And then I think everybody knows what like a big cock is. I mean, it's a big cock and it's a big cock. Like, watch some porn. You know what big cocks are. Anyway, so, and I just, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter though, because I'm not a size queen. Like, I really don't, if your dick gets hard, it's about that blood flow and the stiffness, really. I mean, it could be small and thin, but if it's super stiff and hard, that's what really feels good. Can you hit the right spots with it? There, I'll admit, and I have said before, right? There's different sensations and feelings when you're really being stretched out. That's something to experience and have. It's not something that I need all the time, but it definitely feels good. I think if your cock is on the smaller of the large size, that's like the Goldie cock range there. That's great. That's perfect because it's enough to give you a little bit of stretch, a little bit, and also stiff enough and hard enough to be hitting all the spots and long enough to be like hitting your A spot. And it just, that combination right there is perfect. So you can hit all the spots. So it doesn't have to be, for me anyway, just super, super ginormous. The stretching it's something. It takes some doing. I mean, you got to get relaxed. You got to get it in there. And sometimes with a big cock, you'll stretch, you'll tear, you'll bleed a little bit and you need a lot of lube. And so big cocks are great. It's just that they do take some wrangling. And so, like I said, the Goldiecock, I'm all about the Goldiecock. Give me the Goldiecock. So this guy has one. He has a Goldiecock. So that's great. Also, I did my butt plug, which that makes it even better. It's snugger, it's tighter. It takes a Goldiecock and cranks it up a few levels. You know, we're heading into like, it makes it super, super tight. Here's the other thing. We had an interesting moment, like right before he started fucking me, he like was almost like, you know, not going to put a condom on, or I couldn't tell him, like, wait a minute, whoa, do you have a condom? And he's like, oh yeah, okay. You know, and I don't know if guys do that, like to test the waters, like to see, will she let me fuck her without a condom? But no, I will not. I don't want to be fucked without a condom. And unless we're, you know, like long-term and we're going steady. But then really there can only be one non-condom wearer, really. And that takes a lot of trust and communication and things like that. And you have to trust that the other person is wearing a condom when they're not with you. So that's kind of a different level. And that's just stuff that needs to be discussed. And if you are the designated non-condom wearing guy, you should take that seriously. And, you know, as a big compliment, and also, you know, respect it, because you really are helping, you know, you play a big role in your partner's sexual health, and just not, we don't want any diseases and anything like that. So please, you know, if you're just casual, just wear condoms. It's a great thing to do. And, you know, just use the barrier method. Condoms are great. And so anyway, we did burn through about three of those. We burned through about three condoms. So we went the distance. Let's see. Oh, and there was another point. So first of all, I was just juicy and wet the whole time. Like really, really juicy. It felt really good to have my Florida cherry popped by Goldiecock. And then there was another point where I was like, okay, just put your fingers in me. Because I love when a guy does this to me. It's so hot. Like if he'll just put his fingers in me and really finger fuck me really good while I'm using a vibrator on my clit. Oh, that is the best. Oh, I love that. Anyway, just one of those things I like to do. It just, for me, I don't know why that's so hot. It's just like when a guy's just working his fingers in your pussy, kind of, you know, watching you, looking at you. And I love that. It's great. It's great. So we did that. And then there was this moment, I believe it was when he was doing that. And this caught me off guard too, but it also took me back. I was like, oh, bing, it rang my bell. He said to me, I bet you there's a lot of guys that fall in love with you, or how many guys fall in love with you, or something like that. Like how many guys have you made fall in love with you? And I was kind of like, I don't know, you know, but I remember, and that took me back to season one, you know, my first year, where I was just like, I have this thing and I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. And this is not, I'm not pissing on my own porch here. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm not saying, oh, I'm so fabulous. I have this thing where guys just, I don't know why they want to fall in love with me. And I think it's because I make them feel so comfortable, because I'm so open about sex, and I give them space to talk about the things they want to talk about. And I don't try to push people's boundaries that don't need to be pushed. You know, that I don't know. I really don't. I mean, it was interesting when I first met Goldiecock, like for our first meet and greet, you know, he said to me, you look better than in your pictures. And I was like, oh, really? I was like, damn, because I feel like no woman is going to put an ugly picture out there that she thinks is ugly. I'm like, I think I'm putting out cute pictures, like good looking pictures, right? Those are hot, you know? And I really took it as a compliment, like, oh, thank you. You know, you think I look better in person? I'm like, wow, all right, I love that. So I don't know, like, what is it? What is it, you know, in men that, where's that secret code, you know, that makes them fall in love with you? And I will say again, and it was awkward to say, but I feel like I have a little bit of that magic. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But I do feel like it's more common than not. And that's okay. Or maybe men just do fall in love easier than I'm giving them credit for. I don't know. You know, maybe it's not just me. Maybe they're all falling in love all the time. But yeah, I don't know. It's quite interesting. So it was really fun. I mean, I came several times. I don't know, like 4 or 5 times, which is unusual, right? For my first encounter. I mean, I've definitely gotten better at just being more relaxed when I first meet somebody. So coming off of years past, sometimes it can be harder depending, and which is not indicative of the actual quality of the relationship that I'll end up having with that person, because, you know, sometimes you just don't, it's really hot, but you know, there's something going on. You're a little something mentally, whatever, and you don't get there, but I did. And it was really fun, but I kind of had a feeling I would. I just knew, like, I'm going there. I'm going to have fun. I know I'm going to have fun. I'm going to come on his cock. I'm going to come on his fingers. You know, I'm going to come when he's going down on me. And he does really have some good oral skills. So that was fun. Anyway, yes, that towel was definitely soaked that he put on the bed. I'm glad I recommended it. I would have been really a little bit felt bad leaving him with a wet spot on his nice, pretty, you know, comforter. It was nice. It was a cute one. It was good. I'm like, oh, good. Kudos to you. Like, I like the comforter. So there we go. I think he's definitely somebody that, you know, I'd like to see again, have more fun with, and some more adventures, and definitely a really good candidate for my male, female, male. I think I'm onto something here, guys. All right. Well, it's always great to put out an episode for everyone. And I enjoy sharing all this stuff with you guys. I love your feedback. Please, please, please reach out. Don't be shy. You know, my favorite thing is voicemail. You can email me, you can do what you like, but my preference is the voicemail. It's so much easier to get back to you. And I can sit and chat and just really get to know you and just respond more completely, I think, about whatever you comment on. And we've got 5 minutes, 5 minutes from you and 5 minutes from me maximum. So you can really just let it go. Let it rip. Say all the things you want to say. All right, guys. Well, hope you're having a good one. Everybody stay safe. Take care. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.